passing, I saw Ritva, and they quoted it as other Rishonim say this also. But the reason why Chaz V'Shok is different than Zohar Chaim Akeva is because in that, you know, they were by the Mabil Vizimana Shalohar Makamishor Madami, that by the Zohar Chaim Akeva, the Torah gives the Kohen his chas and the thing from the beginning. But they say by Chaz V'Shok, since it's Karban, they say it's Mishochan Gavoa Kazachu, which is the Lashon which is used. It means the Kohanim get it from the Shulchan Gavoa, from God's Shulchan, which is from the Zveach. So it means it's like part of the Maisa Karbanos, and there's Zocha from the Karban. So you can't say, like, from originally, once a thing is slaughtered, it's the Kohanim. But it's he gets it via, like, a part of the Avodah itself. So that's why it's not Mammon of the Kohanim originally. You know, by the Zohar Chaim, it says right away. But here, it's part of the Siddur Avodah, and he gets it as part of the Avodah from Shulchan Gavoa. So that's why you don't say it's Kamishon Avodah, I mean, it's like his already, you know? Which is kind of similar to what we were learning in, you know, with the Beis Av thing. So they want to learn it, so the footnote wants to learn it, someone learns the Machlokas. Because, I mean, he's saying the point, it's kind of what our Svara was. You know, it's like it's part of the Avodah, and it's not really, you know, but Rashi doesn't say it that way, you know what I mean? That's like the direct way to say it, you know? Rashi is saying it's because it's only to this Beis Av and not to other Kohanim. It's almost like the fact that they said it, what we are saying, Rashi is saying, maybe in the case that Rashi had a different idea, you know?
Right.
So I'm not sure what the different idea is, but at least that one's a good, you know? So I just thought we'd mention that. You bring up, I don't know, it's all kind of stuff. I saw the footnote brought up. There's like a Kohanim we're talking about. It's like a big question. Somebody thinks it's not for me. That's what's wrong. Okay, so we're doing now. I think we should do a sort of Tosis, right? This is kind of like the last part of this stage of the Gemara. So, the question is it trying to prove? The question is how? You have this question about Matnas Kahuna, about Mazik Matnas Kahuna, and somehow you're trying to prove it from Matnas Aniya, right? From this guy, like a guy with an ani, you know, who's basically collecting the matnas aniyim, you know, when he's on the road. I mean, he's a regular guy, he's not an ani, but he's not sure, but he's collecting matnas aniyim on the road and he has to pay back when he comes to back to town. So the Gemara is trying to use that to prove something about matnas kahuna. So the problem Tosfos is grappling with is like, how do you just do that? How do you just carry over from matnas aniyim to matnas kahuna? Right? That's what he's saying. So I think in order to do that, I think it will be wise for us to review our svaras about from the beginning. And it's the main part about Rav Chisda, what the two ways of learning are, because Tosfos goes into those two ways. So let's revisit that, okay? So Rav Chisda says, if you're mazik matnas kahuna, okay, so you're mazik the Zerul Chayim Akeva, before you give it to the Kohen. So he says you do not owe the Kohen money. Even though you may think you do owe him money, you don't. Why not? Why don't you say that he has a chos mamon in it and you're mazik him? So there's two possible answers. One is zeh yevesh b'rekona. This and nothing else. This, not tashlumen. You have to give him this. You don't have to give him money restitution for this if it gets damaged. The svara which we said was that the whole idea of the schlus mamon, because our question was only if schlus mamon, then naturally what comes with the schlus mamon is if you damage it, you have to pay. What we said is that the Torah is really bringing in the schlus mamon in order to force the matana. The Torah wants you to give matana of meat to the goy. Now, the way the Torah forces you to do that is by giving him a schlus mamon in it. But if you damage the thing, the Torah is not interested in giving him money, cash, it's interested in giving him meat. There's nothing you do in giving him meat. So what the Torah did is it created a zchus mamon, which is limited to the guf hadavar itself, to zeh. And it doesn't have tashlumen attached to it, even though normally mamon does. So it created like a limited zchus mamon. Zchus mamon is zchus mamon in the guf hadavar itself, but not its tashlumen. Right? If you learn zeh. If you don't learn zeh, you say, no, the Torah created regular zchus mamon. It's true, the reason why it created it, whatever, but halachically, it created zchus mamon, and once zchus mamon, there should be tashlumen. Right? That was the idea for Zah. Good? Okay. The other answer is if you don't learn Zah, it says, no, really, he has Chos Mamon legitimate, and therefore, really, he should be Tashlumen. Well, the thing is Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. which we learn means that the Torah, the Kuschos the Torah created, was to the Sheva of Kuhuna, right? It's to the group of Kuhuna. It's not a Kuschos of the individual, because he's a Kohen, but it's Kuschos to the group, to the Kohanim. And therefore, no person could be Tabayan. The Torah did not give each individual Kohen his chus, but it gave it's his chus for the unit, and therefore no person could be Tavei within the group. Right? Which is a question. The Gemara says maybe not. Maybe the Torah gives his chus to the individual. Maybe that's what Mishpat teaches you. But the Gemara ends up going with a chus. No, the Torah didn't do that. The Torah left it as chus on the unit. Okay? Two possible reasons why you're potter when you damage Maskona. Zap. Right? Or because of my Enlatov. So that's it? Okay. So now, the Gemara has a kasha from this Matnas Aniyam. So you have a guy who's a rich guy. And he's on the road, and he needs some money. He needs some food. So halacha is, he could take the Matnas Aniyam, but he has to pay back later. According to Rabbi Elazar. Right? And even according to the Rabbanan, he doesn't have to pay back later because at that moment he was an Ani. But if it was an Ashir, if Mamash an Ashir takes Manas Aniyam, what can you deduce? If Mamash a rich guy takes Manas Aniyam, he's chayav to pay that, he's chayav to pay. Right? He's chayav to pay. So why is he chayav to pay? Right, why should he be chayav to pay? So the answer is because he took stuff from the Aniyam. Yeah, but who's he chayev to pay? What do you mean chayev? Chayev to pay means Bezdin will force him to pay. That's what chayev means in Mamas. He's chayev to pay. Bezdin will force him. But what do you mean Bezdin is going to force him? Why is Bezdin going to force him? Why don't you say it's Mamas Shein Lotovim? Because who's going to claim him? Right? Who's going to claim him? Right? So Alamai, apparently you don't say Mamas Shein Lotovim. You say the first one who comes along could take a claim him. Oh, so the same way the first Anu comes along claim, the first Kohen who comes along should be able to claim. Right, that's what Tosa says the Gemara is doing. That if you say that an Ani could be Tavayim, the Kohen should also be able to be Tavayim. But the question is, why is that so simple? I mean, maybe they're different. Honestly, there's one thing that's good as a different thing. Right? How do you just carry over like that? Okay, so I'm thinking similar to you to saying that I think it's good with the way we learn this, like, yeah, actually. I'll show you, but this is, for starters, the question was: is how did the Torah create the chiyuv by matnas kuhuna? Right? Did it was it a chiyuv to the individual yachid, zchus to the yachid, or zchus to the unit, to the group of kohanim? Right? And you can have the same question by matnas aniyam: did it create the chiyuv to the individual ani, or to the group called aniyam? Right? So you could say just because it does it one way by one doesn't mean it has to do the same thing by the other. Right, why can't they be different? Right? Maybe when it comes to Aniyam, the Torah created the Chiyuv to the individual. But when it comes to Kohanim, the Torah created the Chiyuv to the group. Right? Just to say. I mean, you kind of could say, why should they be different? But I don't know. Who says maybe they should? Maybe they're not the same. Right? It's not like it's impossible to say they're the same. Let's just say they're different, you know? Right, that's kind of us. We did say one thing, but I think you're just going in a good direction. Is what was the sense of the two sides by Manas and Kahuna, right? Whether it's to the Yachid or to the group. So one thing we did say within Rashi, you see, is that even if you say by Manas Kahuna, the Torah gave it to the individual because of a Shokiyot, right? Why? Rashi says because it's not Shkiyach that the guy is going to withhold his stuff from the chazosh from the kohen by a karban, right? Because it's kapara and ritzo. You guys are not going to do that. So therefore, the Torah gave it to the individual yachid, right? But even about other stuff, the Torah didn't. It left it as a. I'm sorry. So therefore, it gave it to the group, right? And it's by a chazosh shok. Since it's not shliach, the guys withhold it. So therefore, it just gave it to the group. But by a chazosh chayim keva, where it's more shliach, so the Torah gave it to the individual. Right? So what do we say, you see, from there? So we said, you see, apparently the Gemara holds that really, conceptually, it's smoother to say it's to the group. Right? to the group. And that's why the Chazav Ashok, that's the way it is. The only thing is that as a system, as a practical system, setting it up as chassid of the group creates a practical problem, is that people are going to withhold the matanos. People aren't going to do it. And if people don't do it, then it undermines the whole system. So what the Torah did, it was mezaka, the individual, right? It was mezaka, the individual kohen, and gave him a right to be claimant. The Torah didn't have to do that because of the show, because no one's going to withhold it anyway. That would be the argument to say that it's Mamash Yeshul told him. Torah is mezaka and individual kohen because of the practicality of it. Right? Or do you say, no, Torah never did that. Torah left it, although with a conceptually simpler idea that it's then in the group. Right? That was a question, whether you say Mamash Yeshul told him or not. Do you say that Torah created his chus on the individual because of the practicalities, so that it'll be able to be enforceable? Or you say the Torah left it, as a din of on the shevet, on the unit, because conceptually it really is a din to the unit. It's not really a din to the individual guy. Right? So that said, does that help us with this Mazaniyam issue? So let's go run it through. So what's the more saying here? Seems like over here, the Torah gave the individual an yeschas. Right? Right, because that's what it says. Because it says the guy's chayav to pay when he comes back to town. Right?
Right.
That's what we're saying. Seems like Torah gave an individual an yeschus. So how do you understand that? What you have to say is that even though it's intrinsically a din in the group of aniyam, still, because the practicalities of the thing, the Torah gave his chus to the individual ani. So what we're saying is if it did that here, then presumably it's the same thing by Manas Kuna. Hell, that's not a chiluk. You can't say, well, it's more likely a guy's going to withhold it from aniyam than from a kohen. And I kind of hear saying that, but what I was holding is that, well, it's really, the whole svara of Mom Shein Latovim is that conceptually it's din to the group, and therefore left it as din to the group. But I don't care about the practicalities. Now, once you're saying is, you see by an ani, the Torah didn't leave it, didn't like to leave the system that way, but it created it practically, it gave it to the individual, it gave it supposed to the ani, in order so that he could get it. So then by Manuskan also should do that. Torah, there's no reason to be chalik. It doesn't make sense to say that by an ani, the Torah gave it to the individual ani, but by the Kohanim, it left it open and let you rip off the Kohanim. If the Torah bent the conceptual primacy for the sake of the practicality by one, by aniyam, then presumably did the same thing by kohen. So that's what I'm saying, is that you can't, if you see that an ani could be tovayah, then the kohen should also be able to be tovayah. And if you want to tell me the kohen can't, then tell me the ani can't. Yeah. That's a gasha. Because I think it's good, because if you would have learned the chakira the way we learned it at first, it's just stama question is, did the Torah formulate it as a chiv to the yachid or a chiv to the group? Why? I don't know. For whatever reason. So then you say, well, just because it does on you one way, it doesn't mean my Kohen is going to do it the same way. They're two different questions. But if you say the question is that no, really conceptually, the smoother way is to say it's a din to the group. By both, by an Ani and by a Kohen, because it is a din of the group. What does this individual plony Kohen or Ani have anything to do with it? It's nothing to do with him, it's to do with the group. So really, by both of them, that's conceptually the thing. The only question is, did the Torah bend the conceptual better formula because of the practicalities? So that's a general question. It's not particular to Matnas Aniyam or to Matnas Kuhuna. It's the same question. See, if you would have learned, it's just stam a question. Who is the Torah? Is it to the group of Aniyam or to the individual Aniyam? That's a question about Matnas Aniyam. So now Matnas Kuhuna, Matnas Aniyam might be different. They may not be the same thing. But if it's a question is, to the better conceptual structure versus the practical needs of the person receiving the Matana, that's the same question by Aniyam or by Kuhuna. It's nothing to do with the particulars of the Kohanim of the Aniyam. It has to do with the way the Torah sets up the structure of the Matanos, where it's interested in the goal of getting the Matanos, but at the same time it's interested in the perfect conceptual structure, what's going to take precedence. So one's holding those should be the same. You know what I mean? Okay. So then Tosus understands that simply. Same thing, why should it be different? Tosus is bothered a little bit by the next part. Zeh. Because Zeh, and I think the reason why is because it's a limud. See, this was just a svara. The idea of Ein Lo Tovim, or there's no limudim for Ein Lo Tovim. It was just a svara. So the Gemara's holding, Tosus is holding in svara, they should be the same. right? Same thing as far. But by Zah, what was that? Zah is a limud, which means that really, Maker Adin, you should have been Chayef. Was only should have been Chayef for Batim Askuna. Comes along the Torah with a limud Zah. Potter. Zah means your potter only have to give the matanos, not anything else, not money. So now, if you learn that way, so what's the kasha from Manas Aniyam, where you see by Manas Aniyam, you have to pay that, you have to pay. Not just the chafta of the guy, let's say, eats the lakat, or shecha, or pay, or whatever, so he has to pay back money. So the saying is, oh, why don't you say the same thing? Just like he's potter over here, he didn't touch the mishmi potter and paya. But the wise thing Marge say simple, because by, like, by Manas Aniyam, there's a limit of zah, which tells me only tashlumen, only. I'm sorry, by the way, Kohanim is Zah, which teaches me only the mother Zerah HaMikeva, not Tashlumen. But by Manas Aniyam, where there's no Zah, so I'll tell you that he's Chayav to pay. Chayav to pay. Right? Whereas if the reason why you're Pater by Aniyam is the Svara, by Abaykuna is the Svara, in Latovim, then fine, then carry it over to Aniyam also. But if you tell me the reason why you're Pater by Manas Kuna, is not because of Svara, but is because of the Kzeras HaKotzev of Zah, which relegates, limits the Svas Mamon to the Chafza itself. There's no limud like that by Manas Aniyam. So just because you show me the guy's Chayav by Manas Aniyam, well, of course, because there's no limud like that. So that's Tosas a little bit bothered. When, that's what he says. According to the answer, the Yom Tov, it's no problem. Listen to Basra, the Kamishan of Mamon Tov, and Echein Otov, and Baruch Shapir, the Yishalim. Mash Mashiach Hotzi, with Ayanim. Right, because it implies you could do it with Dayanim. It's the same thing by Aguna. Listen, the common Nami, the Pata Mishnah Chsiv Zeh, Parchina. Kiva the Matanos Pata Mishnah Chsiv Zeh, Misvara Inlan El Chalek, be Matanos like Shechot Baya. So since there's a Limud here, Misvara, it should be the same thing there. Well, come on, Pirkin, he shows us another place to do that. So he's holding is even though the Limud is by Matanos Kahuna, he holds it should naturally carry over to Matanos Aniyah, Misvara. It's interesting, right? So what's the sense? So this is what you were saying before, Yehuda, right?
Yeah.
Saying is that what was the din by Manas Kavona? Zah means the Torah really wanted a din matana of meat to the governor. Meat, not money, meat. Now the way the Torah did that is through his mama. But since it wasn't interested in making you pay him money, it was meat, so the Torah created a limited zchus mamon to the Gavadavar itself, not the money. So the Torah built in like a special type of a zchus mamon which carries out its objective and just gives him the matan of the meat itself. So he's saying is if the Torah did that, you could have argued the Torah doesn't do that. Right? The Torah creates zchus mamon, zchus mamon, zchus mamon. But you see, Zat teaches Torah did do that. It tailored the nature of the Zchus Mamon to the objective of creating a matana of meat. So the saying is that if the Torah did that, so then Misvara, it should do the same model when it comes to Peya. Peya means that the money has Zchus Mamon in the corner of your field. Not in cash. Cash is other stuff. Cash is Matanas Kuhn, Matanas, you know, Maiserani, whatever. Stuck up. But this in Peah is the Torah's greatest Zchus Mamon in the corner of your field. Right? Now, if you'll tell me it's a normal Zchus Mamon, and then if I damage it, I take it, and Asher takes it, he's chayav to pay. But now that you see the Torah creates, tailors the Zchus Mamon for the purpose, so the purpose is to have him take the corner of the field. The Torah should create a Zchus in the corner of the field, the Guf HaDavar of the corner of the field, not in its Tashlumen, just like it does by Manas Kavona. Why not? That's what he's saying. It's a misvara because it's a mechudish type of a construction, a construct. But once you say the Torah did it, then misvara, it should do the same thing there. It's the same exact thing. The only thing you could have argued is the Torah doesn't do that. Right? But if you see the Torah does do it, it should do it there also. Now, since you see by Aniyam, the guy is chayef to pay, so apparently the Torah doesn't do that. Torah says, once it's Chos Mamon in the corner, and that's it, Chos Mamon. So if Torah doesn't do that, then it doesn't do it by the Manas Kuna either. So that's why you have a contradiction. So by Manas Kuna also, you should say the guy should be Chayev. But he's not. Right, so that's the Gemara's kasha. That's what Tosa's saying, is that it's a question about whether you have that type of a construct. But the sense of having it is the same by Mansi and Maskehuna. The question is whether you should have it. Now, once you say you have it, then it's Masvara, they'll just carry over. Yeah, it's a similar kind of an idea here. The Torah is trying to create a mitzvah, giving payah, giving Azrach and Keva, but using Mammon. So it's like the way the Torah does it. Saying it's Misvara, I think that's what he's showing from this other case also, for the parak about Safek Matanos. Right? Right, because that's what it says. It says, the Gemara asks Misafek Laka, it says Yechayev, but Safek Matanos is Pater. I think it's the same thing, because that was our question. Safek Matanos are Pater, as we said, because it's using Dinim Amanas. So then the same thing should be the case by Manas and Manas and Niyam. See, the Torah's holding is that in both of them, you're dealing with the same system, which is where the Torah is putting together mitzvah and mama. You know, and the way it's doing it, the Gemara's holding is consistent. It happens to be one's a Kohen, one's an Ani, but it's the same thing. Method is the same, and the Torah holds they have to be consistent. So that's the same question, is how the Torah do it. Did the Torah create this list mama on mamish modeled, you know, formed the Schus Mammon around the mitzvah, or created an ordinary Schus Mammon? So the way the Torah does it is the particulars aren't relevant, whether it's a Kohen or whether it's an Ani. That's what Tosus is showing. And therefore you have a right to to apply, even though it's a limud by Matnas Kahuna, you have a right to just carry it over. Right, just carry it over. One last point, and this is separate. So the Gemara, so let's have a Kasha. Right, Kasha. Because the Gemara implies that by Matnas Aniyam, Mar is implying my manas aniyam yichayev to pay the guy back. Why don't you say you're pater the same as manas kuna? So my answer is really anachnami. You would be pater. But when it says yichayev, you're an ani yichayev, it's really just I mean it's chasidus. It's really if I'm an ashir and I take payah, really I should be pater. I should be pater from payah. Because there's no one need to be tamei of me, let's say. Because it's the group and no guy can be tamei of me. But mitz chasidus, I should do it. Right? Or even zeh. Really, I should be pater because the Torah never created a chiyuv tashlum. Let's learn that one. Zeh means really the Torah never created a chiyuv tashlum. Mazik manas kuna. Really, I should be pater because the Torah never created a chiyuv tashlum. But mitz chasidus, and I should do it anyways. So what do you mean? What mitz chasidus? Why should we be this chasidus? Right? Why should we be this chasidus? Can't be this chasidus is there. Right? You're telling me is I'm pater and pater. Right? Pater is pater. Why should there be this chasidus here? What's the sense of the mitzvah chasidus? And so here I'm saying, guys, that I think that means that really, the halachically, the way the thing sets itself up is based upon Zeh or Moshe and Lotovin or whatever. And therefore, the way it halachically works out is Mamon Asir Pater. But there's an idea behind Matnas Aniyam and Matnas Kahuna, which is that Kohanim are people who need a livelihood, and Aniyam are people who need a livelihood. And the Torah set up a whole system, you know, to give them a livelihood. Now, according to the system, really, they have these things coming to them. They have the payah coming to them. They have the Matnas Aniyam, the Matnas Kahuna, Zeruch HaYikera coming to them. Right? And they belong to them. They deserve them. Now you're, let's say, a mazik. So now, based upon the way the halacha set himself up, so now this is no longer the mitzvah, no longer applies. Matana no longer applies. Let's say it was formulated as meat. Now there's no meat anymore. But bottom line is, the kahuna is deprived of the thing. Like, as a unit now, the kahuna doesn't have the money which the Torah, so to speak, intended for them. Right? They're poorer. They're a poorer shevet now because of you. Right? Or they're a poorer aniyam now because you happen to be an aniyam on the road. You're a rich guy. You happen to be an aniyam on the road. And you got to eat the food. So, but bottom line is, now you have payah, which the aniyam are not going to be able to take from.
So, ashir, part
two. Oh, we're an ashir. Or you're an ashir, let's say. So you're an ashir. Both. It's going to be the same for both. But right, let's say an ashir. So you're an ashir. You took the stuff. Now, technically speaking, you're not an aniyam the money. But bottom line is now the aniyam don't have payah anymore. Right? They don't have payah. So it's saying is, minus chasidus is you should appreciate like the Tama mitzvah. The Tama davar is the Torah is trying to create a system of assistance to support the aniyam. And here you're walking away scot-free with their stuff, or damaging their stuff. So since it set itself up based upon dinim amanas, so therefore you're bound by the system dinim amanas, and that's it. Pater's pater. But midas chasidus is that it's only right that you should pay them. It's only right that you should pay them. Right? That makes sense. That reminds you, like, l'fnim mishoras din. Like in dinim amanas, there's the idea of l'fnim mishoras din, which means that even though in din, the system of dinim amanas is set up based upon din, and there's halachic parameters of dinim amanas, but the perfection of dinim amanas is to follow justice and to follow l'fnim mishoras din beyond the letter of the law, what's really right. So because there has to be a halachic system, so therefore there are certain technical details which come about in halacha, but sometimes you can create a case where in terms of what's just, really the other guy should get the money, but you worked it out in a way that it turns out you're off the hook. There's this loophole, which is going to be the case when you make a halachic system. So when you're dealing with something like a mitzvah, like taking a lulav or whatever, that is the reality, is the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is potter, it's potter. That's it. But here, there's an underlying reality of mishpat, which the system of the nezikin is approximating. But you can create cases where it turns out that in terms of the system of mamonis, you're potter, but yet you still, in terms of the idea of the thing and the mishpat, so you're off. You should really do it. And that's the idea of going from the mishpat then. So they say here too, is that the system is, there's a goal here of supporting the kahuna, supporting the aniyah. Now, the way that goal was brought about is by certain halachic, all these mechanisms, and therefore it lends itself to certain baturim. But the idea of the mizchasidus is the chassid is in line with the tamad mitzvah. And he's willing to give of his money because of the tamad mitzvah, even though the tzura of the thing is not really mechayip. Yeah, I could do that. So by ani, one second. It seems that within the chachamim, I think the way we hold is that if you're mamish poor, I'm sorry, if you're on the road and you're poor, so the chum old, you're allowed to take it and not pay it back.
Right.
Because you're not, because Aeneas is basically the tzorach, you need food. Like we said, you need food and you're taking food. You so that's what Aeneas is. And even if this, I don't think it's right. Because that's what staka is. That's what he said according to his definition. Staka is to supply someone who's in need. So you are in need. Right? You needed food, so then you take the food. I think so. If you look at the Ron, it's used in the Ron, it's not even Aeneas. See this according to the chum. Because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the way they answer the mitzvah is to support a person who is in need. Now, I had a need at that point. So that's apparently not even the Tama mitzvah. Because I had a need. Mitztaka is to support the need. I had a need. Just like the Ram says, if I was poor and then I became rich later. So I don't have to pay back mitzchasidos. Because that's staka. Staka is that I was poor. Poor means I have a need. A need means a need. And that's the way they define a need. But if I'm an usher and I take it, then technically no one could sue me because they don't tell them or whatever. But then that's me who sees to do it. Right? Or according to Rabbi Eliezer, it seems like he also goes with that. It seems smoother, say, according to him also, is that if you say chayiv, you could say Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Lotovim. But if you say Yosein Lotovim, it says, look, you only have a need temporarily. So then you chayiv to pay back afterwards. No one could sue you. Okay, fine, but me who sees this. Because really, you only had a need for a temporary. So now it turns out, that works out that no one can sue you, but really the idea of the thing is that you only have a temporary need so you can walk away with your money because no one can sue you, right? Or Mazaman Kuna, same thing. Even according to if you say Zat means it's just a Matana of Basra, but still because of your Hezek the Mekohanim are losing out. Still it's not right, it's not right to just walk away without their stuff. Seems so. See, you'd say that even there. I mean, Eilat Tovim for sure. That would be my this. Wonder if he says that it's just a din of basar. Maybe you wouldn't say that. It's not clear like where these lines of Mechasidus go. You know. Mm-hmm. I think the Ron is saying, according to both ways, it's still a Mechasidus. I think he's saying that.
According to Rabbi Elazar.
No, both ways learn Rav Chisda. Whether it's because of Zeh or because of Moshe Eilat Tovim. So I guess next, we go further than Gemara. The next Tashma, I have to look at it again. But it seems to me, from just looking at it quickly, that it's basically just rehashing the Matan Shalom B'Kamish Shalom B'Damian. And I don't know if there's another Svara in there. So I'm not sure. The Tashma goes to the top of the next page. But the one after that, definitely, is Harish Ansu Besanal. Is Rashi, Tosos, and Ritva. On that next one. So I have to look over again, see if there's anything in that. You know, the media on the bottom of Kaflam and Beis. But if not, the top of Kaflam and Aleph, that one's That was a good one. It's only a few lines. Mishtar Shilai. But you'll see, it's Tosus. Yeah, you'll find. You'll see the stuff. Tosus Shiny Hassam, and there's a Rav on that, and Rashi.
Do that before their notice?
Yeah, if you don't hear from me, then do that. If I have something to say about the interim one, then. I mean, you can read through the Pshat just to see what it's saying, but if I have something to say, I'll let you know.